You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day, where we explore timeless wisdom and uncover its practical meaning for our lives. Today we focus on Laylatul Qadr, the night of measurement and destiny. It's the heart of Ramadan, a moment when the course of our lives can change. Let's uncover what makes this night so powerful and significant, and how we can truly benefit from it. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, "Whoever spends Laylatul Qadr in worship, with faith and hope for reward, will have their past sins forgiven." He also said, "Whoever revives the night of measurement and destiny, the Laylatul Qadr, the punishment is lifted from them for the coming year." And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says and describes it as the heart of Ramadan. This highlights its role as the night when divine decrees are finalized and the destinies of all creation are measured for the coming year. Think about this. On this night, your prayers, actions, and sincerity have the potential to shape your destiny. It's not just a night of worship, but a moment of profound impact on your life, your future, and your relationship with Allah. Here are three ways to make the most of Laylatul Qadr as the night of measurement and destiny. Reflect on your life's direction. Take some time before the night begins. Take some time to review your goals and intentions. Ask yourself, what am I seeking from Allah? What areas of my life need His guidance? This self-reflection prepares your heart for sincere dua. Pray with destiny in mind. Imagine your year ahead unfolding. Ask Allah to write for your ease and peace, success and accomplishment, and forgiveness. Make specific du'as for yourself, your loved ones, and the entire ummah. And we have a big, huge, and great treasure from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam of du'as, supplications, deep and beautiful and touching. So make sure that you appreciate these du'as and this great treasure. Remember, nothing is too small or too great to ask on this night. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam called this night the heart of Ramadan, and the heart thrives in quiet moments. Alternate between acts of worship, reciting Quran, performing Salah, and sitting in stillness, pouring your hopes and fears into sincere supplication. So, Laylatul Qadr isn't just a night of blessings, it's a night where destinies are measured and written. Thank you for joining me. May this Laylatul Qadr bring peace to your heart and fulfillment to your prayers. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد و وآل محمد.